Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul urges Joe Biden to resettle Afghans in New York. By John Binder on August 20, 2021. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, D., who will replace Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., next week after he resigns amid sexual harassment allegations, is urging President Joe Biden to resettle Afghans in New York. In a statement, Hochul told the Biden administration that it's time for us to help Afghans following the withdrawal of United States Armed Forces from Afghanistan. Hochul wrote in a statement, "When I served in Congress, I met with many Afghans when I traveled to their country. They were there for us, now it's time for us to help them. New York is committed to doing our part to welcome refugees fleeing Afghanistan. The arms of the Statue of Liberty are open wide to you." The statement comes as a local report from Pix 11 News suggested that thousands of Afghans could be resettled in Queens, New York City. Along with Hochul, Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh, I, and Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon, R, sent a letter to Biden stating that they will work with refugee contractors to bring Afghans to upstate New York. "In the coming months, we will work together with our refugee resettlement partners at Interfaith Works CNY and Catholic Charities of Onondaga County and the federal government to prepare our community. Central New York stands ready as a partner to bring as many of our Afghan allies out of harm as possible and into a welcoming, nurturing community in America." Emphasis added. In addition, 40 state legislators in New York sent a letter to Biden asking him to welcome and support Afghan refugees and asylum seekers, and that, as a state, we are ready, willing and able to accept them here. For years, politicians in upstate New York and investors have sought to boost their economic gains by bringing more foreign workers and refugees to the region, adding more consumers to their populations. Days ago, Pentagon officials stated up to 22,000 Afghans, mostly applying for special immigrant visas, SIVs, and the newly created P-2 visa, would be arriving at three military bases: Fort Lee in Virginia, Fort Bliss in Texas, and Fort McCoy in Wisconsin. Biden, though, suggested on Thursday that up to 65,000 Afghans need to be evacuated and resettled outside of Afghanistan, while non-governmental organizations, NGOs, have claimed more than 300,000 Afghans need to be resettled in the U.S. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double the residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.